Video: Teenager Convicted of Killing Mother Missing from Halfway House. By Amy Furr on April 16, 2022. Orange County officials on Friday alerted California residents of a dangerous criminal missing from a halfway house, telling anyone who spotted him to call 911. Ike Nicholas Sozer, 18, who escaped from custody in April of 2019 for a day, was convicted in June of that year of voluntary manslaughter for killing his mother in 2017, when he was 13 years old, ABC 7 reported. In a social media post on Friday, Orange County District Attorney Public Administrator Todd Spitzer warned of the extremely dangerous and violent criminal who was released to the halfway house on electric monitoring. Spitzer added that Sozer had a history of attacking correctional officers and posed a significant public safety threat. He was let out of prison to the halfway house this week while wearing an electric monitor but disappeared, the ABC report continued. He was convicted by Orange County Superior Court Judge Douglas J. Hachimonji. And while in custody, he was convicted in December of last year of attacking three correctional officers, according to prosecutors. Sozer was ordered to wear an electronic monitor for the remainder of his sentence until it expired on July 9, 2023, and was released to a halfway house in Santa Ana, prosecutors said. During the trial regarding the killing of his mother, Barbara Schoyer Sozer, he escaped juvenile hall on April 12, 2019, but was arrested the following day in Anaheim. Video clips posted April 13, 2019, showed Sozer hiding behind bushes where he had sat down on the grass and appeared to be wiping blood off his leg. The sheriff's department tells us it looks like he did in fact injure his leg somehow during his escape from juvenile hall, a reporter said at the time. The young man stabbed his mother at their home in Garden Grove in May 2017, and the woman told officials before she died that her son was the attacker, the ABC article concluded.